Henny Man than your fat friend. Her nickname is Minivan. Excuse me, that's just the Henny Man. I smoke, I drink, I'm supposed to stop, I can't because
diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Diamonds are forever.
The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Think about it was, couldn't nobody cure me. Only player that got robbed and kept all his jewelry. Alicia Keys tried to talk some sense in him. 30 minutes later, seen there's no convincing him. What more could you ask for? The international,
national.
Who complain about what he is old and throw a tantrum like he is 3 years old? You gotta love it though, somebody still speak from his soul.
Keeping extra time. Tongue up at the door. I have another charge, you know. A toothbrush in the drawer. I set you plate. A table made for two. I'm living on a just in case. There's always room for you. You go like the moon in the morning. Hitch a ride on the breeze. See the light through the trees. Shows over the same old story now. Is it so much to ask you to lay in the bed for a moment? Say it isn't a dream. Why can't you stay here with me? Darling, when you go, does he know where you come? And how you let me hold you on the dark side of the sun? Does he smell my cologne mixed with your perfume? And does he know you're late for? Right on the breeze, see the light through the trees. Shows over the same old story now. Is it so much to ask you to lay in the bed for a moment? Say it isn't a dream. Why can't you stay here with me? See the light through the trees. Shows over the same old story now.
This is Anne, and you are listening to The Anne Cave on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is a beautiful day out, so I will be playing some beautiful tunes. That was Adam Melchor with Moon in the Morning, and next up is Sapphire Alley by Sam Ezza.
I guess we'll never know some things we know, some things we don't. I guess we'll never know the things we know in after love. I guess we'll never know some things we know, some things we don't. I guess we'll never know.
boy from LA, spent most his time in Venice Beach. Pluto lived life on ice skates, but always landed on his feet. Pluto looked forward to Sundays. On Sunday he saw Genevieve. He loved Genevieve, but never said anything to her. He thought she was out of his league. Nothing would hurt more than thinking she'd leave him. She never leaves him. She never leave. Little did he know that she felt the same. Wanted to tell him, but she was afraid. Nothing compared to the day that he sang her name. Genevieve. Higher than airplanes, even though hurricanes were beneath. Pluto looked forward to Sundays. On Sunday he saw Genevieve.
He saw Genevieve.
He loved Genevieve.
He loved Genevieve.
But never said anything to her. He thought she was out of his league. Nothing would hurt more than thinking she'd leave him. She never leave him. She never leave. Little did he know that she felt the same. Wanted to tell him, but she was afraid. Nothing compared to the day that he sang her name. Genevieve, it's okay if you don't love me. Genevieve, either way, you're still all I see. Genevieve, all I want is your company. Genevieve,
I want your company. Genevieve,
I can't keep it inside. It's like a miracle when I was collide. If this is meant to be, then show me. Still all I see. All I want is your company, Genevieve. Genevieve, it's okay if you don't love me. Genevieve, either way, you're still all I see. Genevieve.
Dog out.
Pool house.
Pool house. this song's called Pool House.
Change your mind. No, no, place where I can hear my thoughts. Songs playing too loud, but upstairs they're still making out. I'm getting all choked up. I guess it's just my life, and I'm stuck on the porch. What am I waiting for? Wait inside. I'll be fine. I guess I'll sit outside while you change.
Pool House by the Backseat Lovers, and the one before that was called A Boy Named Pluto by Haley Knox. This morning I woke up and I was all like frazzled because I thought that I was gonna be late to my class because I woke up with 20 minutes to get to my class and my class is not close to my dorm. And I woke up and I like started freaking out. I like got dressed really quick. I text my friend and I'm like, I'm gonna be late. And she's like, Anne, our class doesn't start for another 30 minutes. So I was in fact not late to my class. So that's incredible. And then I like walked outside and I was like, oh my gosh, it is the most beautiful day out. It's like not windy. It's sunny right now, but it's cloudy, but it's like such a nice temperature, and like everybody was outside for lunch. It was kind of beautiful to see everybody like on the lawns and all over campus, and I've been seeing like tours happening like everywhere, all of the time, and so I walked to my class and I did my class, and I had a lot of fun, and then I was just really hungry, so I got food, and it was very lovely, and I had a grand time. But yeah, it's just such a beautiful day, and I love that, like, the beautiful days that we have ahead of us, and I love spring. I think spring is definitely my favorite season, weather-wise, because you go from, like, being so cold, and then finally it's 60 degrees, and you're like, this is the warmest ever, and it's lovely. And oh my god, I miss the warmth and the sun. And me and my friend actually had an argument this morning about whether it was going to be a warm day or not, like a warm 60 or a cold 60. And I said warm 60 and she said cold 60 and I won. So there we go. This next one is called Talking to Myself by Gatlin, and honestly, kind of a mood. Here we go.
T-shirt that you have washed by the 100th time. could replay all your voicemails, but it's not the same. But at least then I could always hear you say my name. I got used to your voice like it was my own. Now this kind of void I'm totally fine though. This is the part where I start losing my damn mind. This house is way too quiet, and I know the walls would never tell. Lately I've been talking to myself. What if I play pretend you're holding me again? What happened in my tell you. Do you miss me? Are you talking to yourself too?
Cristal, I was sipping when he's late, and he say, can I kick it? Yes, you can I kick it? Yes, you can I kick it? Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Take it back to the bay when we bounced at the sound of my favorite band playing. Pull up to the park one day, watch you shoot, it was cute, so I slay and I say, can I kick it? Let me know, can I kick it? Boy, you gotta let me know. Take the PCH home, put some X and O's, pour the juice, we gon' set the tone.
Let's get it on.
Strawberry wine, so you can drink me dry and walk away with a bite. You think you've got me so high, say I look good in the sky. Another member of the club, you wear your fool's gold, acting like you're old school. Damsel,
That was Strawberry Wine by Lemon Drop, and before that I played West Coast Love by Emotional Oranges, who I am obsessed with. And speaking of fruit, this hour I will be reading you the dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Up next, I have Same Effect by Beanie. Enjoy!
Joke around and talk about real stuff. Don't sell yourself short. There's something about you can't explain, but I can't do without.
and then something really wacky and crazy and weird happens to me, and then I and then I have like something very beautiful and like incredible happen to me, and it really is like the two of those things really do like reality check me, because you never know when something crazy and weird is going to happen, and you never know when something incredible and amazing and awesome is going to happen. And one of the incredible, amazing, awesome things that has happened to me this semester is getting this time slot for my radio show, because last semester I had 3 a.m. on like Friday mornings. So Thursday evenings, I would just stay up, and luckily I didn't have any classes on Fridays. But this semester I do have a class Friday morning at 8:30. So luckily I don't have it this week. This week is a light week for me, and I'm very happy about it. Because Tufts does a really weird, cool thing where we have, if we have a Monday off, they'll make it so that like Thursday or Wednesday or Tuesday is a Monday, which is really strange and a little bit odd, but it's kind of a it's kind of fun. And I like it because Thursdays for me are kind of hectic in that I just have a bunch of classes back to back and no break. Oh my god. You scared me.
Sorry.
My friend just came. She's going to help me DJ the rest of the show. But up next is Suburbia by Devin again.
Seems your mind's always made. A lot of mess that you can't clean up. With some help from the maid. This is left for dirty and we're drinking from the same cup. Hey, you know just what you're doing. Just looking for someone. Cause you listen, be ashamed if we found out what we were doing in the kitchen. I'm waiting for a vacancy. Squeeze my way in your family tree. You think you know what you're doing, but I've been looking to ruin your plan. More than a midday amusement. I wanna be there when the night ends. If you ask me, I would stay.
Common sense kiss.
kiss you till I'm sober. I love the way you wear that dress, making everyone upset. Burning that cigarette, boy. Swear to God, I confess, boy. Craving your candy lips, all black fingertips. Look so good, I'm annoyed. Make me wanna get undressed, boy. Love the way you wear that.
1 second linger, then it's overkill. You're pulling me out of the gutter, then throwing me into the lava.
That was Buttermilk by Remy Wolf. I have a special lovely guest today. Liv, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Liv. I also have a show. It's alternating Mondays at 1 a.m. Do you guys think I sound like I'm from California? Be honest. But one thing I have noticed is that my vocal fry is going away.
Ooh, interesting.
Who was I talking to who's from California?
I don't know.
Megan.
People, probably Megan.
Yeah, good old Megan. Her vocal fry is much more beautiful than mine is.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed. Maybe I need to notice more.
And mine used to be like that. And it was like that at the beginning of the semester and it's going away. So I want to ask her for like tips and tricks on how to hold on. Because I feel like I'm assimilating.
As a Californian, how do you feel about this weather that we're having today?
FCC guidelines prohibit me from saying exactly how I feel, but I feel really very good about it. I'm having the time of my life. I'm sitting in the sun. I'm looking pretty. I'm reading Joan Didion. Which is making it all the more upsetting that my vocal fry is gone, because like sitting in the sun, reading Joan Didion, being pretty. I can't think of more Californian things than that. But very I'm kind
valid.
Of I'm flopping in the voice department.
No,
I used to watch like YouTube tutorials on it, be like how to get vocal fry, even though I already had it. So I think
you
I just start
want
doing
it to
that
be
again.
More.
Yeah, I need it intense. I need people to like. But granted, every time I tell somebody I'm from California, they're like, "Oh yeah, I could have guessed that," which feels awesome and so good.
That's good.
Yeah. But sometimes people will be like, yeah, you seem like you're from California. What does that mean? What are you saying to me?
I have no idea. Like, that's a little bit odd.
Yeah.
I like that everybody thinks you're SMFA, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's
it is
beautiful.
Like, that's Gorgina.
The other day, somebody mentioned that I take an SMFA class, and, like, dual degree people were in the room. And they were like, oh, like, are you dual degree? And I was like, oh, no. They're like, oh, so just SMFA. Nope.
No.
Like, at the time, I was a STEMinista. I think I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Watched a good movie, and now I think I'm a film major.
That's so real. I can't wait to take an art, like an SMFA art class as like a junior chemie.
Let's do it together.
Because I want to look fabulous, and everybody be like, oh my god, she's, nope, I'm an engineer.
Exactly.
I'm fully an engineer.
Because like having to take the SMFA shuttle gives me a reason to like get a beautiful little outfit on.
Yeah.
Like I feel so slay today. And everyone on the shuttle must, I need everyone on the shuttle to feel the same way.
Yeah. Cause it's just such a good vibe. Like when everybody is vibing and everybody is looking good. That's why I like going to like parties where people like dress up or like formal events, because everybody feels incredible.
Exactly.
Like their most beautiful selves. Like, and I need that all the time.
TFL everybody party where everybody dresses like me. Selves. Also,
I cannot wait for that.
TFL show
like
this Saturday. TFL show this Saturday, February 26th in Barnum 08 at 8 p.m.
It's all about Liv.
It's Super Bowl Liv. We're going to play sports. We're going to talk about sports. It's going to be super ostracizing for everyone who regularly is like into comedy. But we just feel like we need to expand like our audience, you know, because like really we're just drawing like the Tufts queer community, and we need a little bit more, you know, we need the student athletes. So this is Super Bowl. We're going to do sports. We're going to be really good at it. We're going to go to the mail room. We're going to play some charades. We're going to do stand up. It's really good and really slay, and you should come.
I cannot wait. I personally am so excited.
Thank you.
Means
the world.
And I'm really sad that I missed the last TFL show.
Yeah,
I know you're
never
going to
live
me down.
No.
Live that down for me.
Because that was the best TFL show of all time. I'll say it again and again.
And now this one is about you because you carried so hard.
No, exactly. Like,
as you should.
I should be a professional stand-up comedian.
You are comedy.
Yeah. Everybody come to TFL shows next year, because I don't think I'm doing stand-up again this year. But next year, come. Give me attention.
But come all the time.
But yeah, anyways. Come all the time, because my friends are pretty and hot and funny.
Yes. Okay. This next song is called Bonafide by Emotional Oranges, and Liv and I will be here for another hour, so you get us for so long. What a joy.
So lucky.
Yeah. Here's the song, the tune.
Thank you.
This is Anne and Liv.
And Liv.
And you are listening to The Anne Cave on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's about to not be The Anne Cave anymore. It's about to be The Voicemobile. But lovely Miss Joyce the Voice is not available today, so we will be doing another hour. I'm going to play one more song and then do the stuff that I need to do. This next one is called Evil Spider, and it's evil and a spider, so here we go.
Baby, you've been threaded through my mind, wanna wrap you up inside.